Hey, this is John Lee Dumas of the award-winning podcast, Entrepreneurs on Fire, and you're listening to the Excelsior Journeys with George Soroy. Prepare to ignite.
So would you say that that's kind of like the lightning bolt moment for
you? And that's
why
I taught myself how to draw, was actually the Little Mermaid, drawing stills of Ariel.
I've got better things to do tonight than die.
Sylvester jumped out of his chair and said, who the F is this?
I remember walking out of the theater with him saying, I'm going to write Halloween.
I'm rather impressed with your research. Rarely do people ask me about Children in the Corn.
It doesn't have to be perfect. Just do it. You know, throw some spaghetti against a wall. See if it sticks.
This is George Soroy saying to all of you, ever upward. Welcome back to Episode 11 of Season 2 of Excelsior Journeys Behind the Scenes. This is George Soroy, and thank you so much for being here. I hope that you have been enjoying not just my show, but also all the other shows that are doing the National Podcast Post-Month Challenge. There are a lot of them available. All you have to do is go to the NatPod Pomo page. Just go over there, take a look at all the different shows that are there. You can access the RSS feed that will allow you to access all the different shows that are part of this. It has been a lot of fun doing this, and it's also been fun playing a bit of catch up because due to scheduling and other things just getting in the way, as life tends to do, I haven't been able to get all of these recorded as the one per day regimen. But I do plan on being at episode 30 and having that posted before midnight on the night of November 30th. So this time around, I've already gotten into what I would write growing up when I was in college and during the time that I went through. By this time on this show, I've talked about getting back on stage, conquering my stage fright, and using my own stories and my own characters to find a way that would wind up leveraging me out of having to take my final exam in English class when I was a senior in high school, and all the fun that freshman year has been. By the time my freshman year ended, I was given my first non-paid commission, and there would be a couple of those. This was by someone who was friends with my dorm neighbors, Michael and Anthony Termini, two cousins. They were the first guys I met and got to chat with when I had gotten set up at my dorm at Marymount Manhattan. By that time, I was dorming at the Broadway American Hotel on 77th and Broadway. If anyone has been around that area, you know it is prime real estate. It is fabulous. Back then, it was even better because right across the street from us, we had Big Nick's Pizza, which is some of the best pizza in New York City. Then a few blocks up the road between 82nd and 83rd Street was the Zoo Bar, which became an unofficial hangout for Marymount students because Mike wound up getting a job there as a barback and then eventually as a bartender himself. Two of the bouncers were Marymount students. It was a great place to hang out. I spent quite a few hours at that Zoo Bar. It was the bar right next to the Broadway American Hotel, our dorm place, called Blondie's. And that was where I had my first shot of hard liquor. And I just remember Anthony actually handing me this cup with a little bit of liquid in it. And I had a beer with me. And I asked him, what's in it? His response was, just drink it. There were a lot of people around me. They basically told the world this was going to be my first shot of hard liquor. I went for it, and it burned my throat. Thankfully, I had a beer on hand. I was able to chase that. And then I asked him what it was, and he said it was a double shot of 151 Bacardi. And that was a hell of a way to get initiated into that realm. And it was not the last time I would wind up having shots like that. So as my freshman year carried on, I wound up, hanging out a lot with these guys. It turned out to be really great. I still hear from them now and then today. And they were really responsible for me kind of breaking out of my shell. My first semester as a student and everything, I was doing fine as a student. But as a person, really kind of getting myself acquainted with college life, I didn't feel comfortable. I didn't feel like I had friends, but I felt like I was behind on everything and that I was just constantly playing catch up. And I just wasn't going to get anywhere, socially with this. But thankfully, these guys were very good to me, very willing to work with me and everything. They weren't taking me on as a project. They were just looking after me as a friend. And that's something that I, to this day, truly appreciate. One of their friends knew that the main thing I was doing to bring in some extra income was I was offering to type out people's homework pages. And I think I wound up doing about like $1 a page. That was very cheap rates for me. And I was really the only one out of our group that had a computer. So I was able to just keep on doing that. And it helped. I had a weekly allowance, thanks to my dad. I wasn't working yet, but it was fun to be able to kind of bring in a few extra dollars. And it was something that I knew I could do well. And the more I was doing it, the better I was getting as a typist. The more I was doing it, the more I was getting acclimated into writing and the more I wanted to do more of it. Sure enough, one of Anthony and Michael's friends asked me if I wouldn't mind writing a full-length script for them. This was going to be basically a reel for them, something to produce on a really small budget as a means of showcasing their talents as actors. That was the main thing, was showcasing their talent. So these two guys, it wasn't going to be Anthony and Mike. It was going to be this guy and another guy. I'm trying to remember who it was. But anyway, the main thing that I had to do was figure out what I was going to write. And he just gave me a couple of guidelines. He wanted it to be about a couple of brothers who grew up wanting to be actors and looking for their big break. So that's what I had in mind. I was like, okay, I'll take that and I'll run with it. That summer, I wrote my first full-length screenplay called Waiting in the Wings. It's one I should revisit because there were some good parts in there. There were some interesting elements in there. And I think it could definitely use a rewrite because I hope that I am now a better writer than I was back then. But at the same time, there was a germ of something pretty good in there. And I kept on working at it, and it wound up becoming like a summer project for me. And I just kept on chipping away at it, knowing that there's something there. I was able to get the pages over to him, and he wound up really liking them. Nothing happened with it, but he liked it. And it was something that I could say I completed. I completed a full-length feature script. And there's potential in there for something. To this day, I have no idea what. There was something there, but I remember the fun part about it was that I got to have fun with the dynamic of two guys trying to be actors, and the different people they were auditioning for were people that have heard of so many different people trying to become well-known actors, trying to get all these big gigs, and they're using material that they try to hone and make their own. The problem is they're using the same cliched monologues everyone else is using, like the to be or not to be monologue from Hamlet. So trying to think that this is something that's kind of groundbreaking, but at the same time, it's something that this particular director that they're auditioning for has heard 1,000 times before and is just kind of yearning for something new, something original, something that's going to grab his attention. And then this guy walks in and starts immediately going right into Hamlet, which causes this very high-strung director to just break his pencil. And that's the end of the scene. There were like a handful of different sitcom beats to it. There was definitely this one director they wound up working with on this show. They were so convinced it was going to be their big break, but it wound up only lasting one day because the producers wound up pulling their funding after getting the most horrendous reviews in the newspapers. Rightfully so, because the play itself is a terrible. And you have the director, very much like a John Lovitz type of director, very much in the style that Lovitz used as the director of A Streetcar Named Marge, the classic episode of The Simpsons. Very much in that same sort of vein. Overall, I would say that the material itself could definitely be revisited, but the experience of getting to write my first feature-length script was a lot of fun and something that I hope to recapture in my later writings. I'm not saying that I don't feel that feeling, because I'll be telling you at the end of this month when I get to the two short film scripts that are out there now, Minus One Plus and Pool, that vibe, that flow, that energy, that rhythm, it was there in every sense of the words. So I'm really looking forward to getting further into this series with all of you and getting to look back at all of these different projects that have come and gone. This was the first feature length that I would wind up writing. And within a year, it would be the first of several. So I'm excited to share those stories with you a little bit more. But before we get into the feature lengths, I'm going to dive back into the world of Phoenix Rising, that short film script that I wrote. I didn't realize it when I wrote the first one, but it turns out I had a trilogy in me, and it was fun trying to tackle that trilogy. So that's what we're going to be talking about in the next episode. So until then, this is George Soroy saying to all of you, ever upward.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of Excelsior Journeys. I hope it was both inspiring and entertaining. Special thanks to Zach Comtois for providing new music for the intro and outro. Please take a moment to leave a rate and review on Apple Podcasts. And if you enjoy the show, please share it with your friends and subscribe to your platform of choice by going to hesgotit.com/podcasts. While there, you can also fill out the application to be a guest, inquire about sponsorship opportunities, and click on the Buy Me a Coffee link if you wish to give your support to the show. All interaction is very much appreciated. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for the show, please direct it to George@hesgotit.com.